the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Glad you came. Good to have you here. This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thank you for listening today. Dr. Mike Roizen hosting. The man with all the answers, all the knowledge. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. I learn as much from Dr. Mike weekly as you do probably as a listener. It's a great, really a great show to be part of every week, and we like to have you here, too. To reach Dr. Mike, 877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com is the email, even on iHeartRadio. It's sweeping the nation. It's kind of an extension and new dimension of the iHeartRadio platform. There are customized radio stations. You can, you know, create a radio station of your own and, you know, play the music and listen to the music you like. And, of course, it's got into the news talk end of information as well. So we're there on iHeartRadio Talk. So add Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio.com. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app, use it on the web. If you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And thanks again for being here today. 20 after the hour, what's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Should you wear pesticide-embedded clothing? That's interesting. If you're pregnant, Dr. G suggests you go to the park, and he'll tell you why. And mosquitoes are hot and heavy this summer in a lot of areas of the country, and we'll talk about that, how to prevent Tripoli, West Nile, and chikungunya. Or something like that. So that's Dr. Ginsberg at 20.
You know, I actually learned how to pronounce that this week, Joe.
Fire away.
Chikungunya.
Chik.
So you did it pretty damn well.
Chikungunya. Well, it's we'll talk about that with Dr. Ginsberg at 20 after. Let's start the hour out with an email. Dr. Mike, from one of our fantastic listeners. Her name is Lisa. And she says, as a vegetarian, I was limited to soy products as a protein source. Now I keep coming across more and more products that are using pea protein, P-E-A, pea protein. Good alternative?
It turns out that it is. So I didn't know the answer, so I looked up all the protein sources, and pea protein powder. Now it has a bunch of sugar in it, as peas are sweet. So there may be a problem with getting too much sugar and too high a blood sugar level, but it isn't free sugar. It is actually the sugar that's attached to it. But the in the level scoop of pea protein, you get much less sugar. So each serving contains only a gram of sugar and 24 grams of protein. And most of that protein is what we call the healthy amino acids that are both, there are eight of the essentials, but it doesn't have any creatine. It doesn't have, it has very little, if you will, of the lecithin and choline. So it looks like it is really a excellent protein source. Of course, vegetarians, my favorite protein for vegetarians, Joe, can you guess what it is?
Protein for vegetarians. Protein for vegetarians. Kale.
It's, no, well, that actually could work, but it's nut proteins.
Nut protein.
So nuts have high protein and are excellent protein sources. So it isn't just soy. There are many other sources of protein. Quinoa and chia seeds are also there, but so seeds and nuts are my favorite sources.
Have to regulate your the amount of nuts you eat, though, right? I could go through a whole bag of cashews or some other one. You really a handful, right? Is that your recommendation?
Well, I've got this story, and I was going to do wellness foreplay as a new segment, because it is what to do to get you into wellness. And it is that 6 walnuts, 12 almonds, 20 peanuts, or an ounce of chocolate, or some bruschetta with olive oil and tomato sauce. 30 minutes before a meal, and it decreases your hunger. So I thought that is our wellness foreplay tip of the week.
Good.
So to get into wellness, start with that. But that's right. If you take it, so you've got to watch the amount, just because they have a lot of calories in them. Yeah. But in fact, they're healthy calories. And if you're looking for, you know, weight builder, bodybuilders are always looking for more protein. Well, one of the great proteins is, in fact, getting nut proteins. And you can even put them in your Vitamix and mix it up. And if you want a drink in the morning right after you've had a workout, pea protein and nut proteins with some apples and kale. Some other green stuff can make a great drink. Of course, you can add raspberries and blueberries if you want them with it as well. But in fact, the pea protein looks like a great source of protein for bodybuilders.
Now back to the peas for a moment. The sweet peas are the real bright green color. There are the peas that have the dull green color that are not sweet eating. They're more bland, a little more bitter tasting. Would those peas, the darker colored green pea, would they have less sugar than the sweet tasting sweet pea?
No, well, these actually come from, they're purified from peas, so they get rid of much of the sugar to get pea protein in the concentrate. But the pea protein comes from the yellow, less sweet peas. So the it looks like it's a better choice of protein than many of the other proteins that, for example, people often use whey protein or casein for milk. Well, that obviously isn't vegetarian, one, and two, is there are many more allergies with it, and three, there may be more problems with it that have been pointed out in T. Colin Campbell's book, The China Study, which showed that they seem to increase the risk of cancer. But in any case, this is pea protein, and it is a great choice, it looks like.
Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Dr. Mike, schizophrenia has clear genetic ties. What do you know about that? What's the study say?
Yeah, this is an interesting study because it was a huge study looking at 150,000 participants, of which 37,000 had the disease. And this is a very interesting study, but it seems that genes connected to regulating the brain chemical dopamine, of which there are 100-some genes that do that, were identified as related. There are 108 schizophrenia genes. The more you have of those, the greater the chance of schizophrenia. But in fact, there are two other studies that are very interesting relating to genes in this week's top medical news. One is, Joe, do you know how close do you think your friends are genetically to you?
To my friends. My friends, yeah. Not my words, family.
Right. How close? Well, in fact, that's the amazing thing. Your friends genetically are the equivalent of being what family member to you?
Cousin, uncle.
Right, it's a fourth cousin.
Yeah, okay.
So your friends have much more genetic material like you than people who live in the same town and aren't your friends. Isn't that interesting? That was one of the most interesting studies to me. That was done by James Fowler and Nick Christakis. Nick Christakis was the one who said that obesity and habits are a social disease, meaning that we get what our friends have, and it turns out we're genetically very much like our friends. And not only that, the bacteria inside our gut is very much like our friends. It's very interesting because I would have never expected that to be the case. So
no,
this is
to me this
is a very interesting study.
Pretty fascinating.
And the other one was that there's a huge degree of, it turns out, mental illness in prisoners, and it seems like they have the genes for a lot of this mental illness.
Yeah, we'll talk about
that
in our next.
So those are four studies on genes. In the literature.
Dr. G, next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.